Supporters of the ruling Justice and Development Party celebrated their victory early, with more than 95% of the votes counted. The party of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan won more than three times as many seats as its nearest rival, the Secular Republican People's Party, which won 111 seats. The National Action Party won 70 seats and the Independents 27 seats. Turnout at the polls was seen by observers as heavy, and there were no irregularities or violence reported. After casting his vote, Mr. Erdogan appealed for national unity and said the elections will strengthen democracy in Turkey. One of the first challenges a new parliament faces is the election of Turkey's president. Last May, Mr. Erdogan withdrew the nomination of Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül, a devout Muslim, after the opposition claimed this amounted to an Islamic takeover of the state, and the military threatened to intervene. Political scientist Murat Çivkaya of Yeditepe University says many voters sided with the Prime Minister in the Gül affair.
Turkish, voters tend to vote for people who are victimized, and I think Recep Tayyip Erdogan's success partly depended on this.
The Prime Minister's success in Sunday's election was also seen as voter endorsement of the government's economic policies, which have helped to produce 4 years of record growth. While the Prime Minister has scored a major victory, he has failed to secure a two-thirds majority in Parliament. That means he needs the support of another party to elect the President. Parliament has to elect the President within 30 days of convening. Otherwise, another election is automatically held. For VOA News, I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.